In studio, we have Senior Manager Simone Herading, who is the Communication and Brand Manager for Artscape. She's here to tell us more about the youth productions taking place at Artscape this month. Welcome to RX Radio, Simone. How are you doing today?
Always wonderful to be at RX Radio.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and the work you do at Artscape?
I do communications and brand management and marketing, and that is basically the promotion of all the productions and events that happens at Artscape in order to make it exciting for the patrons to come and see productions at the theatre of choice.
The last time you spoke to us, you spoke about the various events that took place at Artscape in celebration of Human Rights Month. Were the events a success?
Absolutely. We've just also celebrated Freedom Month. And with Freedom Month, we had Freedom Day. We had amazing talks on Kretowa, the Jan van Riebeeck slave. She's actually the person that started the Afrikaans language, if you can term it that. Well, that time it was an Afrikaans. It was just a patois, as they say, but that she started off. And then we honored struggle icons such as Ronnie Casserolls. And then we had the amazing production in Freedom Month, Dance of the Legumas, Romance, Roomba, and Revolution. And that was based on the likes of the life of Alex Leguma, who lived in exile in Cuba. So yes, the human rights production tied straight into Freedom Month productions. And we definitely got the message through utilizing the arts that everyone is entitled to their human rights.
Interesting. So this month, Artscape is hosting the Said Oster Fierce program. Can you please tell us more about the program?
They said Oosterfeest is on at Artscape. It started yesterday on the 27th of April. It's on until the 1st of May. There's a host of productions from comedy to drama to book discussions to theatre. There's opera. There's even a ballet-thon where people can participate in ballet on the piazza. There's a comedy, as I said. Lots and lots of drama. It gives artists, obviously, a platform to perform their works, and it also gives young and inspiring new talent to perform their works as well and to showcase their acting. And it is a festival open to all, and it projects the name Said Oosterfees, which is the nickname of the wind in Cape Town, which is the Southeaster, and it vibes like the Southeaster vibes.
Oh, okay. One of the new segments on the festival program is the Nathi Youth Theatre, which focuses on the youth production. Why do you think it is important that the talent of our youth is showcased?
It's necessary to showcase the talents of our youth. First of all, it's necessary to capture the youth market, because you always need to have a growing market for people to support the arts or to support whatever there is. We're not all going to live forever, unfortunately, even though we want to. Previously, Artscape was known as the Nico Milan, and that was during the apartheid days. And the theatre was for a while. It was exclusive, and it had exclusive arts. It primarily had Western art forms, such as ballet and opera and symphony music. Now, there's nothing wrong with those Western art forms, because all art forms are inclusive. But since the dawn of democracy, Artscape underwent a transformation program. And part of that transformation program is also a focus on the youth. So we have a host of youth productions throughout the year, not just in April. Productions such as the Youth Classical Music Festival, the Youth Jazz Festival, the High School Drama Festival, and the Setwork Productions. We've just concluded the Setwork production of Shakespeare's Hamlet. The Said Oosterfees has a specific youth focus as well. And it ties into the same ethos to give youth and young thespians the platform to showcase their talent, to showcase what they've got, to make us all proud in the arts. There's a lot of youth out there from schools right through to universities that are practicing arts and certain art forms. And I just want to come in here that the youth listening to this program shouldn't just think that in the arts it's only acting. There's also set building, there's also wig making, there's also costumery, there's also makeup. We need electricians, we need someone to look for the water and lights, we need sound, we need lighting. So those are also different professions that one can enter into the arts if the youth are looking for a career to do that. Even engineers and technicians, especially with today's modern technology, you know, it's not about switching on the lights, it's actually about programming the lights that you're going to use. And we've got about, I think, 5,000 different shades of use of lights that you can use on the light board as such. So it's to give youth a platform in order to showcase their talent and in order to grow the talent and in order to grow the arts in general.
So for our youth that wants to share their talent on a theatre production platform like Artscape, where can they go?
I would advise the youth, I always say, let's work through the school's arts festival. Now, the school's arts festival are geared towards all schools in the Western Cape to produce productions, visual arts as well, drama, poetry, singing, choral music, etc. To produce that, you know, rally your schools, rally your principals, rally your teachers to support the arts, to produce some art forms and enter the school's arts festival. There's also the high school drama festival. Once again, get your teachers, get your principal, rally them around the arts, write your own plays. People must never think that what they are writing is not relevant. We all have a story to tell. Every single person in the world has a story to tell. Your story is relevant. Your story can become a blockbuster. Don't ever think that your story is not worthy of being performed or being dramatized. Go for your talent. Go for what you want. If you want to become an actor or an actress, we've seen that during the two-year lockdown period, it was very difficult for actors and for people in the arts and entertainment industry to make a living. But you can always diversify. But if that is your passion, grow your passion and just absolutely go for it. We also have a resource center that people can access in order to get contacts as to how, if, for example, if they want to study arts, the arts, the performing arts or performance arts, sorry, or if they want to take it forward in any which way that they want to, as I explained.
How can people support events happening in Artscape?
Buy a ticket. As simple as that, buy a ticket. As I've just said, our artists have really suffered during lockdown. We often see a lot of our artists die in poverty. We've seen people, too several to mention, that actually die in poverty or die with a lot of debt. And that's not because they're not taking care of the times when they may fall sick or when they retire. Not that actors actually retire. You know, one can act until you're 80, 90, 100, for that matter, if you still have all the energy left in you. So buy tickets, support them. It's not just the acting that you see on stage. They have to rehearse. Ballet dancers have to rehearse every single day, like an athlete. An opera singer has to rehearse, him or her has to rehearse every single day in order to train their voice. If a ballet dancer or a contemporary dancer does not rehearse every day, their muscles become in disuse, just as an athlete's muscle becomes in disuse if an athlete doesn't train. The same with performers, they have to rehearse. So there's lots of work that goes ahead. 3 months, 6 months, a year, sometimes 5 years. Some people take 5 years to write a script. There are lots that goes beforehand. So that ticket that you buy is not just for the performance that you see on stage, but it's for all the work and the months of hard work that the actor and actress and producers and directors have put into the production.
So what is the price range of going to watch?
It depends on the production. There are productions in the price range of 80 and their productions as much as 750, 800 rand. It depends on the production itself, which is not expensive. It sounds expensive, but if one compares it to prices that you pay in Europe and the US to see the same caliber of artist, you would pay up to 3,000 to 5,000 rand a ticket. So it's still relatively inexpensive. We do know that money's short and money's tight in South Africa, and we have a lot of poverty. We've got one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, but we also offer complimentary productions in the form of the final dress rehearsal to schools, to old age homes, previously historically disadvantaged persons. And we also have a project that's called the Rural Outreach Project, which actually takes the theatre to the people in the towns of the Western Cape, and that's also for free. So if you can't come to Artscape, Artscape will bring the theatre to you.
Oh, nice. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
Don't just come to Artscape. Support the arts. Support all other theatres. If there's even community theatre in your community, there's Backyard Theatre. We've got a company called, it's not our company, it's a company that have their offices at Artscape. It's called the Unmute Dance Company. They have dancers. They are persons with living with disabilities. And that is to showcase that whether you are an able-bodied person or a person living with physical disabilities, you can still dance. So Unmute Dance Theatre sometimes have backyard performances in areas like Khayelitsha or Mitchells Plain. Go and support it, you know. Go and even if the ticket is going to cost you R5. And if you just even have a R1, just give it, you know.
Thank you so much, Simone, for taking time to come and talk to us.
It's been an absolute pleasure.